doesn't get any better than this. Number one against number two this afternoon in Division One, and the winner goes to state next Friday morning. If Chi High comes out victorious, we'll have it for you here on WOGO. But the Cards, with a big challenge, trying to beat Stevens Point, a team that is loaded with talent. So, Bobby, Mason Johnson, and Jackson Hoym up front against Molsky, Miller, and Drexler. Molsky is off to the left wing. And, oh no, he's going to start his second line. Salonenko, pardon me. They mismatch lines right away. There's a big hit by Drew Bobby. That one coming on Schrader. The big gun for Stevens Point. Here's Chi High in transition. Over to Mason Johnson. Johnson gets tied up left wing corner, and it's peeled off the boards by Jamie Reeve, the defenseman. Reeve starts him out. Chi High breaks it up at center ice, but it's going to be picked up by Tyler Loomis for Spash, and he'll gun one in the left wing corner of the Chi High D zone. Here are the Cards on the breakout right now. They get it over for Jackson Hoym. Backhand breakout to Mason Johnson. The drop there for Drew Bovey. And that one cut off by Stevens Point and cleared all the way down to the Chi High zone. It's going to be right on. And it is McMarlow who comes out and feeds off to his right. Chi High guns his own all the way down. And there's an icing call against the Cards. 57 seconds into the first period.
I see a big hit from Drew Bovey right off the bat. You know, I think that's Chi High trying to set the tone physically right away.
Face off to McMarlow's blocker side, off to his right in the Chi High D zone. And the Card's going to throw the Brett Carlson line out there right now, number 15. Matched up here on this line with Jackson LeMay at one wing. The Foyles brothers getting together here tonight, and it's Carter Bobey on the other wing. Evan and Ethan Foyles on the same line here this afternoon. Chi High, that's cut off by Carter Bobey. Backhands one off the half wall, and it flips up and out through the Stevens Point bench. And out of play, 15:43 left to go. First period, no score.
A big deal in this game is going to be Chi High matching the lines. We get last change. It's a huge advantage to be in the one seed. Gus Thorpe has got to be on the ice when they've got their best guys on.
Well, he's out there right now, along with Swoboda defensively, Card's number one unit, forward unit out there right now. And here's Mason Johnson. Johnson is cuffed up a little bit by Stevens Point as he carried off from right to left. Reeve was in on him, the defenseman. And Chi High's got it right here. This is Jackson Hoym. He was surrounded by Spash players, coughed up the puck, and he comes back out to neutral. And it's gloved down by Thorpe. Thorpe is going to drag it behind his goaltender. And Gus puts the afterburners on right here. Throws it ahead for Jackson Hoym. He can't control. Cards having a chance on an out-man rush. And they couldn't control the rock as they came into the zone. But here's Jackson Hoym on the back check. Hoym runs into a couple of Spash players, knocks them down, and then he'll head to the bench. Cards in the midst of a change right here. Breakout for Spash. Here is LeMay. Tucks underneath one Stevens Point player. Can't drag it into the right wing corner, and it's going to pop back up between the blue lines right here. Chi High quickly making a change defensively as Krista's out there with Thorpe on the D-line. Here is Krista, right wing corner. Now it's going to be picked up by Evan Foyles. He was rubbed by Stevens Point, the Spash player. Comes back to the point. Here is Field with a shot. That was knocked down in front. And Chi High pivots back to neutral ice right here with 14:21 left to go first period. Long pitch ahead by Spash. That one came off a Stevens Point stick, ricocheted off the window. And Chi High gathers it in. Here are the Cards up to Drew Bovey. He was stationed at the blue line. Got twisted around as he brought it in. And the puck deflects all the way back to neutral ice. Here is Chi High. Overskated there by Jackson Hoym. And the puck is going to be gathered in by the Cards defense. Here is Krista. Comes up. Pounds one into the left wing corner. And Stevens Point trying to give chase. Now it comes back to the point. One-timer on net. From the right point, that was Sam Hebert, gloved by the Spash goaltender, Mason Sperling. And he'll drop it for his deep. Here comes Chai High, just drifting into the zone. Cut off by Stevens Point. They bring it in, drop pass right here. And it's going to be carried in by Salonenko. Shot on net. It's loose and swept aside by Fort. Nick Marlowe with a couple of saves, and the rock was right in front of him, and Thorpe cleaned it up. There's an icing call, though, against Chai High.
Yeah, Stevens Point catching us on a hard change right there, and they took advantage of it. Nick Marlowe came up with a big save, and then Gus Thorpe was able to clear the front. That's a huge play defensively for Chai High.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Face off, back in the Cards D zone. Point has it. A one-timer. A bullet kicked off the window behind Nick Marlowe, and it's loose on the half wall. Bodies flying all over the place, and here is Foyles, who picks it up and hands back for his D. Cards on the breakout. They can't get to the blue line, but now they reorganize, and Thorpe has got it right here. Comes up to the center stripe, and he'll lug one into the left-wing corner. Point has got it right here on the breakout. It's loose at neutral, and Foyles has got it. Stops, lays one off the glass near side, and this one's going to float in towards Sperling, but cut off by the Spash D, and here they come. It is Jamie Reeve pounding up the ice into the Chai High zone, and it's on the half wall, kicked around in the Chai High defensive zone. Spash has got it right now out of the corner, but it was cut off by Brett Carlson, and he'll hammer one off the near wall, and this will be an icing on Chai High. So the faceoff back in the Card zone. Chippewa a little bit back on their heels right now.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, it's the start of the game. It's hard to tell, you know, really what's going on. You know, both teams have iced the puck a couple times so far. And it seems like our their first line is getting to us a little bit.
Mason Johnson out there right now to take the draw, and then he's tossed, and Drew will bend over and try to win it for Chai High. There's the drop. Spash had it for a moment. They tried to bring it in. That was Salonenko on the second line. So a mismatch right here for Matt Polkamp, the Stevens Point coach. He has matched his second against our first. The puck laid out in front and cleared up into the netting, out of play right here with 11:59 left to go in this first period.
Stevens Point is bringing a two-man forecheck really hard on our defensemen. That means the walls are probably open. So we need to realize that and get the puck to the wall.
Face off in the left wing circle. Here's Swoboda, picks it up. He'll hammer one around the dasher, and pinching is Tyler Belias, and a centering pass right there. The back check was Jackson Hoym, able to clear to the center circle. Pumped right back in again, though, by Bielis for Stevens Point, and it goes around the wall from right to left. Here is Drexler for the Panthers saw the forecheck. Cards found him heading to the hole, so they cut him off. And it's jammed on the dasher of the far side by Chai High with 11:22 left to go. And the Cards' first line out there still, but they're near the end of their shift. Here is Swobes. That one bounced around a bit. He settled it down, and Chai High on the attack right here. This is Foyles. Ethan came in. A wrist shot, and that one tied Sperling up a little bit. He wasn't sure where it was. Cards in the midst of a complete first line change, and now they make it. Here is Foyles. Ethan Foyles. Evan, his brother, right behind him. And it's going to be cleared back through center all the way to the end of the Chai High zone, right along the end boards, and whipped back out by the Cards. Here is Spash right now. They go D to D. This is Field from Dillingham. That was hauled in by Chai High, and here are the Cards on the breakout right now. They get it out to neutral ice, and this one's going to float to the Spash blue line and tapped ahead by Krista. Another big hit right there. Bodies flying all over the place. Andy Johnson delivered a hit for Chai High, and here comes Stevens Point. It is Katowski. He's on the half wall. That one tipped up, deflected off a stick. Spash has got it on the far wall, and a shot on net. That one ricocheted off some skates and deflects into the left wing corner. And here's Chai High right here. Big jam hit on Krista, but he fought through that. And Spash has got it right now. Carries it up to the Chai High blue line, but it's intercepted and turned back to neutral ice. Here is Carlson. Carlson knocks that one down. Got into the zone. And following him up is Carter Bovey. Bovey gets it back for Swobes. He loaded one up, but it knocked off a Spash player right out in front of the net. And deflects into the right wing corner. Here is Carlson. His pass, centering pass. Made it all the way to the far wall, and Carlson's got it right here. And a centering pass. It's cut off by Stevens Point. The defenseman came in. That was Reed who cut off the centering pass, and the puck loose right along the Stevens Point blue line. Tipped around, and Spash has got it right here. This is Brish. She moves up, floats one into the left wing corner, and it's going to be picked up by Gus Thorpe. Banks that off the wall all the way out to neutral ice. One-timer right on. And that one turned into the corner by Marlowe. Here's Chai High. First line back out there. And here's Drew Bowman. Drew moves in. Fires a shot and ripped out of the air on the glove side by Sperlin. And he'll hang on to that with 8:43 left to go here in the first period.
Yeah, Chai High got pinned down for several minutes there. But now you see us figuring out that we can go to the wall and we can break that puck out fairly easily when we go there. And that's created a couple nice chances for us here. Wondering what they stopped it.
I think because the clock was continuing to run after the whistle here, they may add a couple of seconds here to the clock. So we got Card's first line out there right now. And they are matched up with Spash's first line of Molsky, Drexler, and Miller. Well, help your kids develop healthy habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at simforkids.com. Back to action. Here is Drexler for Stevens Point. And they are cut off on the near wall, and the Cards, with some energy, jump into the play in the Spash zone. We're down to 8:23 left to go. First period, no score. Drexler's got it, gathers it in for SP, and he'll dump this one in the left wing corner. Cards get on it first. They push it ahead on the half wall, and a crowd gathers right there. Drexler in the midst of that. Now it's going to go back to the D. And here is Loomis, who just feathers that one on the back wall, hoping to get a nice rebound. But Chai High with the INT right there, and it's floated back to the Spash zone without an icing call. 7:51 left to go. Stevens Point has got it. Long pitch ahead, and it bounces around. Stevens Point back to the blue line. That's Poirier, and he was bodied hard off the rock right here, and Chai High able to tail this one back out to neutral ice. Here is Swoboda. Fanning on it was Ethan Foyles, and it's going to dribble right onto the tape of Gus Thorpe. Here is Foyles. Turns, tries to hit a Chai High player in transition, and Andy Johnson back checking. We'll leave it for Swoboda. Swobes, a long throw ahead now for Evan Foyles. Foyles tracks it down. He is up against Belias. There's a centering pass for Chai High, and this one off the window all the way down, and Gus Thorpe will have to race to get it. Icing's going to be waved off. Big number 18's got it right now. Gus Thorpe, the all-state player, all-conference player, hands off on the near side for Ethan Foyles, and it is Stevens Point throwing it right back online. A two-hopper on Mick Marlowe. Gus Thorpe turns, guns one off the wall. Where is it? And Stevens Point able to hold it in. We got a stoppage of play right here. And it looks as if Thorpe is going to sit for two, as he's going to get called, I think, for a rough or cross-check here. I think it's a cross-check. So Gus is going to sit for two, and the premier defenseman for Chai High is in the box.
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one there. You know, we knew the special teams is going to be a big part of tonight, so hopefully our kill can come up with a big one here.
Face-off in the Chai High zone. Card's going to send Drew Bovey out there along with Mason Johnson on the kill. Jackson Hoyne and Swoboda. And the Card's able to ladle this one all the way down off the draw in their own zone. Stevens Point with a lot of speed. They move it in very quickly into the zone and try to set up their power play. It's in the right wing corner. Spash on the power play. It 27.5%. Cards on the kill, a little over 75%, so not great kill numbers for Chi High. Minute and a half left to go here in the power play for Stevens Point. Cards able to find the rock, and here comes Jackson Hoym. Hoym drags it back, looking for some open ice. Jackson turns on the half wall, and he'll drop this one in the left wing corner from Mason Johnson. And those guys just about at the end of their shift here, but hanging out one more time. And here is Evan Foyles, who's got a fresh set of legs on the ice. Foyles, though, one on four, able to throw the puck at Sperling, the netminder for Stevens Point. It was right along the goal line, so he made that save and threw it into the left-hand corner. Here is Stevens Point. They have yet to set up their power play here, and we're only 45 seconds left to go in the man advantage for the Panthers. Here's Chi High, picked up by Sam Hebert and cleared out of play. So that'll draw the whistle here with 5:13 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, great kill so far by Chi High. They need to keep that up. They're doing a good job right now of just getting the puck on their stick and finding a lane. So hopefully that stays the course here.
It is going to be Carter Drexler taking the draw for Spash against Drew. And Drew's going to give it up for Evan Foyles. So Foyles will be at the dot to the stick side of Nick Marlowe. And the Cards get the puck back in the corner, not able to clear yet. And points got it. Here is Drexler. He'll dance outside the left wing circle. Throws it over for Dillingham on the near side. Down the slot is Ostrecki, and he went to Drexler. He lost the puck, but retrieves it right inside the blue line. Here is Osiki with that shot. That was from the high slot, and he picks up his own rebound. Ostrecki, rather. He's a sophomore, Logan Ostrecki, and this one is deflected out of play with 10 seconds left to go.
One big clear here, Greg.
Yep.
One big clear.
Yep.
Something I'd like to note, shots only 3-1. I mean, neither team is getting into the interior at all right now.
Pitching them out. They're keeping them out to the sides here. So Salonenko's line out there. Brish, Salonenko, and Schroeder, their top scorer on this line. And it comes back to the point for Loomis. Loomis turns, and now the Cards with the INT right there. And Stevens Point 0-1 on the power play. Big hit delivered by Mason Johnson on Jamie Reeve, and it's loose out of neutral ice. Pitching back is Jackson Hoym. Drew Bowlby went tumbling through that crowd as well, and that disrupted the flow going into the zone, and Spash able to momentarily retrieve the puck and pitch it back out to neutral ice, and here they have it right now. Stevens Point laid ahead, and it's thrown back by Chi High with exactly 4 minutes left to go here in the first period. No score. Point patiently waiting, back in their defensive zone. And this is Schroeder, their outstanding player, just kind of dangled the puck and then dumped it in the Chi High zone, and now it's going to come back out to neutral. 3:43 left to go in the period. Dumped in on the left wing side by Spash and retrieved by Gus Thorpe, and then it was poke-checked off his stick. Centering pass. Cards got in the middle of that. Here they come. Chi High across the line. Jackson LeMay was flying to the hole. They had something cooking, but it didn't work. And Stevens Point right back in the Chi High zone. Here is Gus Thorpe. He dragged it in back of the goal mouth, and then it got a little tripped up there. Thorpe able to retrieve the puck right behind his tender, and Gus has got it right now. He'll hand off for Krista. They look up the ice, trying to go tape to tape with Carter Bowie. And that one, that breakout didn't work at all. And Stevens Point's got it right now. They'll move in. And a shot there by Dillingham was knocked out by Chi High as they got in the way. And the Cards have it. Here is Bowie. Bowie moves in. And a penalty on Stevens Point. Bowie got behind the D. It looked like he was going to get a 1-on-0 here. And he was dragged down. We're going to get a penalty on Point right here with 2:42 left to go. He didn't control it enough for a penalty shot. But we will have a two-minute minor on Spash with 2:42 left to go in the first period.
All right, here we go. First chance for a power play. This would be absolutely gigantic if Chi-High could put one home here on this power play late in the period.
Cards on the power play at 26%. Point a good kill at 91.2%.
That's an impressive number.
That's very impressive.
Good for them.
So Evan Foyles will join Jackson Hoym and Mason Johnson on the forward line. Get an extra forward on this power play with Drew Bovey out there as well. The lone defenseman by trade is Gus Thorpe. 2:33 left to go. There's the drop. Chi-High has got it. It's going to be a holding call on the Spash players and the player, and Chi-High's got it right now, right along the blue stripe. Here is Gus Thorpe. Goes down low for Mason Johnson, right wing circle. Back to Thorpe. Thorpe over to Drew Bovey. He's got some territory to move, and a shot taken right there off the glove of Sperling. Back to Gus Thorpe.
Sorry, Greg.
Right at the top of the circles. Pete Sperling, and it's 1-0 Chi-High. Gus is 11th of the year, his 37th point of the season. And the Cards are up on Spash on a power play goal here in the first. 14:53 of the first. And number 18 finds pay dirt first for Chi-High. We'll check on the assist. And the Cards are up 1-0.
It's actually Evan Foyles.
Foyles got it. Okay. Mason Johnson will get the assist. Apparently, Foyles got just a piece of that puck as it came in from Gus. I didn't see how he redirected it, but we'll take it. So Evan Foyles, the score for Chi-High, and that is his 19th goal of the year, his 36th point. And Evan has really come on in the second half of the season.
He's a phenomenal hockey player.
So Thorpe and Mason Johnson, the assists, and Chi-High out 1-0 against Spash here in this sectional final. As it is lugged right into the Chi-High zone. Now it comes free out to neutral. And there is Bielis for Stevens Point. Loose right outside the Chi-High blue line. And Stevens Point with the intercept, the pick right now. And this is Schroeder. Schroeder drags it off into the right wing corner. Centering pass. Cards had it measured right in front of their goaltender. And it's tapped ahead for Jackson LeMay. LeMay rubbed on the wall. Pops right back up and lost the puck. And it's going to come back to neutral ice. And here is Thorpe right now. Gus backpedals in between the circles in his own zone. Lost it for a moment. And quickly scampers back to get it. And Gus will leave it ahead for Jackson Hoyd. Turns, throws a pass into the zone off the backhand. We go under a minute to play here in the first. Chi-High up 1-0 on Stevens Point. The winner moves on to Madison next week. This one dumped off the wall by Drew Bovey. Bovey in the corner. Took a shoulder from the Spash player, and now it comes along the goal line, and Jackson Hoym has got it. Centering pass right there. That deflected right back to Krista, and he will lob one into the left wing corner for Jackson Hoym. Hoym tied up. Now Mason Johnson comes in to help, and this one back to the blue line. Stretching out to get it was Krista, but he couldn't hold the zone. And it's popped back out to neutral ice, and Krista on the back check will lob this one between the legs and into the zone, and now it's dumped in by Stevens Point as we tick it down to 7 seconds
Eat
left
it.
To go.
Just hold on to the puck.
Yep, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that'll do it here in the first period.
Wow. Greg, did I pop you accidentally?
That's okay.
Did I?
That's all right. I'm glad.
You know what? This is a hockey game.
Yeah, it is a hockey game. We're calling a hockey game here. And Chi-High up 1-0 on the goal by Evan Foyles here in the first period.
Wow.
And Cards, shots are 4 apiece. You would think there'd be more action, but a lot of the play is just between the blue lines.
Yeah, this has been
out near the boards
here. A neutral zone heavy game. I mean, extremely neutral zone heavy. Both teams are having a tough time just getting across the blue line into their zone. So I mean, for the Cardinals to score on their one power play that they got is a huge deal. That is being an opportunistic hockey team, and I love it. So, overall, I mean, it's just been a very back-and-forth game. You know, Nick Morrow bailed us out a couple of times.
Yep.
Their goalie bailed him out a couple of times. But to come out of here with a lead in the first and have a little bit of cushion is absolutely monstrous in a game that's so huge.
Yeah, and with these two outstanding goaltenders, all conference goaltenders, tenders that are two of the best in the state,
right,
you're probably going to have to get a redirect. You're going to have
exactly
to get somebody and touching that puck down in front.
Exactly, and that's how we scored, you know,
yep,
even on a power play.
Yep.
But you look at Spash, they're doing a really nice job getting traffic out in front. Thank goodness Gus Thorpe, I mean, he has saved a lot of really close calls this game, so
yep,
look for him to keep doing that. But I kind of want to see us do a little bit of the same. They're giving us the points a lot. We're a better team when we run it down low, but our points are open. We can kind of, you know, get some traffic in front of the goaltender and get an ugly Betty. That'd be awesome.
So a 1-0 score for Chi High off that power play goal. Evan Foyles at 14:53, the redirect in front of Sperlin, and the assists to Gus Thorpe and Mason Johnson. That's where we stand after the first 17. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Greg and Coop here with you, our producer Zach Whitechak, and we'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Chi High up 1-0 on the power play goal at 14:53 from the sophomore Evan Foyles. Evan with his 19th goal of the season, 36th point. The assists to Gus Thorpe and Mason Johnson. And it's 1-0 Chi High on the man advantage. And so it just points up, I guess, again, Coop, how important it is to stay out of the box, huh?
Right. You know, I mean, I was super impressed with the way our kill played.
Yeah, they were great.
And you know, Spash, they boxed up really nice, but I just think the firepower of Chi High was a little bit much for him there. But, and we're going to see more penalties. We're going to be on the kill again. We'll probably be on the power play again. And I think the biggest thing is just, you know, for a team to win this game, it's going to be taking advantage of their opportunities. We took advantage of ours in the first, and they did.
Yep.
The shots are 4-4, so that's a huge win, but we're going to need more than one goal to win this hockey
game.
Two
very evenly matched teams here, for sure. Well, it's time to call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long-overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. Finally, add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or Wurzgalla.com. Well, there's a great opportunity that exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching friends and family compete in high school sports. As a WIAA licensed official, you can make a significant income while giving back to the games that have meant so much to so many. High school sports continue to bring life-enriching experiences for today's student-athletes. Officiating provides the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing students with the many benefits proven to be inherent in school-based sports. So please go online at WIAAWI.org and access the officials tab to get started today. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Coop and I will be back. Second period just a few minutes ahead here. And the Cards up 1-0 after one here in Hudson in this sectional final. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mike on Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand
metal roof.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Get you ready for the second period now this afternoon. Chi High up 1-0 on the power play goal by Evan Foyles at 14:53. The team's on the ice here in Hudson. And the other D1 games going on today, Bayport playing Notre Dame, Brookfield East against Kettle Moraine, and Middleton and Edgewood playing today in Division One. Girls game already decided here earlier today. The St. Croix Fusion beat Western Wisconsin 4-1, so they punched their ticket from Madtown. Here's Chi High off the draw. Back in the defensive zone, still a little water out there, so that disrupted the flow right there. But here is Jackson Hoy. Goes right wide for Drew. Drew will jam this one left wing corner in the attacking zone. And Mason Johnson's got it right now. Tried to pass it off. That would... came off a stick and flew high in the air. And Drew's got it right.
Yes! Gustav! Oh, my gosh, what a shot! Drew handed off to Gustav. And he blathered one up, buried it for a 2-0 lead for Chi High.
In a game like this, you really rely on the best players on your team. And Gustav shows up every game. He's really unbelievable. Good for him.
Oh, my gosh, it was just a routine pass over to number 18, but he bent the twine behind Sperling.
Oh, that's awesome.
31 seconds into the second period, an equal strength goal, and the Chi High Cardinals are up by a deuce. as it's pounded off the wall of the near side, right on. And Marlowe will cup that one and move it off to the left. Here's a pass by Stephen Foote. They had a guy back door wide open, but the Cards cut it off. And Jackson LeMay will whip this one on Sperlin, the goaltender. And the Cards back in the attacking zone. Mason Johnson will get an assist as well. Johnson's second assist of the game, 31 into the second period. And Chi High leads it 2-0 as Stevens Point will flap this one back out to neutral ice and into the zone. Cards get there first, hammered off the wall behind Nick Marlowe and loose, and it's going to be picked up by the Cards and cleared back out to the center circle. 15:37 left to go. Pumped back in by Stevens Point. They're in the midst of a change. Cards have the same set of players out there. Now they get some new guys out, and that's Carlson's line entering the fray right now as Carter Bowie, that line's coming off, and the Cards' third line is out there right now for Chi High at neutral ice. Here's Andy Johnson, turns, rips one into the zone. It'll be tracked down by Ethan Foyles. Backhand centering pass, or at least trying to clear it out to the center for Andy Johnson, and it just came off his skate. On the forecheck is Ethan Foyles, dragged down, no call against Spash, and it comes back out between the blue lines and thrown in by the guy who just scored, Gus Thorpe. Now here is Spash on the breakout, cut off by the Cards. Evan Foyles with a chance. It's off the blocker of Sperlin, up and over the netting and out of play. And number 9 has been all over it here this afternoon.
He's on fire today, and it's awesome to watch. But the Cardinals are doing a good job of keeping the pressure on him after scoring that goal. It'd be super easy to just kind of take the pedal off the gas, but they're not doing that. And hopefully they keep scoring.
Well, 2-0 is not a big lead against the Spash.
It's the worst
team.
Lead in hockey also.
Yeah, and against Spash, might not do it. Cards got great defense. They've had 2 shutouts in a row, but hard to believe they can shut Spash down totally with that offense that they've got. There's the drop. Stevens Point trying to carry it up. That is Salonenko. Cards intercept and throw one right on net. And a shot came off a stick and hit the netting behind Sperlin. And that'll stop play here with 14:21 left to go, second period.
Just couldn't settle that bouncing puck down out in front of the net right there. And just couldn't get anything on it. That's tough.
Here's the faceoff, stick side of Sperlin. The official now drops the rock, and here we go. Back to the point. Swoboda with a shot that was blocked. This one comes back to the point. And the Cards, a hand pass on Gus Thorpe right there, and it's going to come all the way back in the Chi High defensive zone.
The ref had a bad angle on that. I understand why he called it, but that was not a hand pass, but that's all right.
Our coverage this afternoon brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire and Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Face off glove side of Nick Marlowe. Off to his left in the wheel. And there is the drop. It comes back. A clean win for Stevens Point. They got it back for the D. That one is deflected by a couple of Cards out in front. They do get it low. And a tic-tac-toe pass into the left wing circle is intercepted by Chi High. Here comes the Cards in transition. One-timer by Jackson LeMay. Gloved down by Sperlin. He'll leave it for his D. And here is Stevens Point. They look for the breakout, long breakout pass. That didn't connect. They had Molsky tracking it down near the blue line, but they were unable to hit his tape here. So it comes back off the icing call here into the Spash D zone.
I think that's the first time today I've seen Spash look for that long stretch pass. So that might be something we need to keep an eye on.
Yep. 13:46 left to go, second period. Face off in the right wheel. And here's a big hit. Oh, my gosh. He dropped the lumber right there. And Jackson LeMay is going to go, apparently. And the Stevens Point player, boy, you can hear it all throughout the building. The Spash player is still down on the ice. And, well, I thought LeMay was going to get called for a penalty. Maybe they're just sending Chi High to the bench area here.
Yep, they were just sending him to the bench. Okay. They did not call a penalty on that hit. What happened, I think, was, keep in mind, it happened fast, but it seemed as if the Stevens Point player was already falling down when LeMay hit him, so it just kind of accelerated the hit. I hope he's all right.
Yep. They are attending to him. The medical personnel attending to him right now as he is along the goal line in the Stevens Point defensive zone. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center right now open at Rice Lake, visit cdosm.com/wogo at cdosm.com/wogo. That was Jamie Reeve, the defenseman.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be all right. So, glad he's doing okay and back to work.
All right. Players back out there after the injury. And Mason Johnson reaches down to try to win a draw for Chi High in the attacking zone against Molsky. And Stevens Point comes up with the puck. They brought it in. It looked like it was offsides, and yes, it was. Carter Drexler was several steps already in the zone before the pass got to him. So that'll be the call right there. 13:31 left to go, second period. Face off at the dots outside the Cards defensive zone. The left side of the building as we look at it. I think that's the west side of the building. Here's a pass ahead. Headmanning pass for Jackson Hoym. It was intercepted by Stevens Point, and here is Mason Johnson, takes the feed from neutral. Johnson turns and plays it back for Swoboda, and his one-timer off a stick and floats into the net behind Sperling.
Just got tipped by Bovey. He accidentally tipped it the wrong way. It went up instead of down. It's a tough play.
13-12 left to go. Shots 8-6 in favor of Chi High, the home team here this afternoon. And Evan Foyles has got a goal here this afternoon, ready to take the draw. This one is pinched back to neutralize. And Ethan Foyles on the forecheck, left wing corner in the Stevens Point zone. And Foyles trying to get there in the right wing elbow. Can't get there in time, and Stevens Point's got it right now. Here is Coy Bush. Bush had it cut off. Cards had a chance as Ethan Foyles came up with a rock on the near side, then lost it. And Stevens Point's got it on the half wall in their own D zone, and it's pitched back out for Swoboda. Turned, laid one ahead on the backhand, but here comes Spash in transition. It is Schroeder, and a shot off Nick Marlowe and up behind him out of play. And Molsky's got some wheels, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's a great player. Molsky's, you know, got good hands. He's fast. He's physical. Definitely a player that Chi High's got to keep their eye on.
All-Valley Conference player Nick Molsky. Saw him back in Chippewa a couple of months ago when Spash came to town. And impressed by this young man. 12:30 left to go. And Stevens Point dragged it back for the D, and the Cards cut it off as they threw it toward the cage and cleared out to neutral ice. Dumped right back in by Point, swept in by Miller, and it comes around from left to right. Chi High is there on the half wall. Cards trying to work the breakout, and here they come. It is Mason Johnson. Johnson with some speed across the line. Lost the rock, but in retrieves it in the left wing corner. Now it comes back for Krista. Turns, a wrister. Went into the right wing corner and dug out by Stevens Point as they clear into center, and this one tapped into the Point bench, and that'll draw the whistle right here. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi High Hockey. 11:50 left to go, second period. Cards with a goal in the first and a quickie here in the second, 31 seconds into the second period, and they lead it 2-0. Tapped in by Carter Bobey off the feed from Swoboda, and he tries to chase it down, can't do it, and this one is lobbed all the way down by Spash, and that'll draw an icing call right here.
Greg, we've got the best seats in the house tonight. How about that? Right on the red line.
You bet.
It's standing room only. It's pretty awesome.
All.
But one of my favorite things, too, is to watch the interactions with the coaches. You know, our coaches are constantly communicating with each other and with the players. And I think that's something that's pretty awesome.
Really talented coaches. Of course, Scott Parker and got Bob Thorpe, who's got just years of experience. And Austin Taylor and Redders, another assistant coach. Great coaching group there for Chi High. Now it comes back out of the zone off the drop. And here is Thorpe. Thorpe finds it. Now he's going to retreat into the left wing corner in his own zone. Opens up some ice and feeds it to LeMay. Here's number 21 right now. Comes up to the blue line, launches one in. Swoboda steps up and tries to hold the zone, but it's cleared by Spash. And here's another icing call against Stevens Point. So the Cards, you know, Spash, Coop has got some speed, but we can turn the afterburners on too.
Yeah,
I think they're feeling that effect a little bit right
definitely.
Now.
Definitely. I mean, I don't think that they're expecting that second line with LeMay. You know, LeMay is playing fantastic today, just flying around, and I think we kind of got them on their heels at the moment.
Cards first line out there right now. They have 139 points coming into this game, and this one is chucked into the right wing corner. Here's a wraparound try by the Cards. That was Hoym, who had a chance on the left post, but goaltender stood him up, and another chance. This one by Drew Bowlby as he cut across the hash marks. Bowlby lost his stick, but still pounds one in, and it is Mason Johnson, number 7. Bowlby with the initial shot, and then Johnson came in and left up the garbage and threw it in behind Sperlin. 3-0, Chi High.
All you can do is smile, Greg. Spash couldn't get out of their own zone, and that's that forecheck I'm talking about. And eventually, they just couldn't handle it anymore and ended up in the back of the net.
6:26 of a second. Well, that's where you can rotate some players in there. You got Mason Johnson, and the puck just came right to him, and the net was pretty open behind Sperlin. Johnson's third point of the afternoon. Drew Bowlby with the assist, 6:26. Time of the goal, and Chi High up by 3 with 2 here in the second period. And now they're starting to roll. There's the drop of the puck, and it is Ethan Foyles who tried to jam it into the Stevens Point zone. And Point now really needs something going positively for them. And this one is launched out of play by Salonenko for Spash. And the puck, I think, is going to stay in the zone for the drop right here.
Yep, I think it got tipped, so it'll be in the zone here.
10:14 left to go in the second stanza.
Well, 3-0 is a heck of a start, but it's only the second period. You cannot let up an inch still.
Face off in the Chi High zone. Here is Brett Carlson. Carlson able to push the puck a little bit on the drop, and then Stevens Point lays it deep in the Chi High zone. Here is Carlson in the left corner, surrounded by Spash players, and this one hit the rafters in the Card zone, lifted up there by Swobes, and that'll draw the whistle with 9:56 left to go, second period. So the first line out there for the Cards, they're matched up with Stevens Point's second line of Salonenko, Schroeder, and Brish. Not a bad second line, but you got your top scorer as a wing on that line. 9:55 left to go. Drop in the left wing wheel, and Chi High has got it. Here is Drew Bowlby. His stick was tied up. Bowlby had to retreat to get it, and now it's loose inside the zone. Centering pass. Cards cut it off just as it came in front of Mick Marlowe. That was Drew Bowlby, but Stevens Point still has it. Here is Schroeder. Schroeder is bodied into the corner, and the Cards coughed it right up there, and a shot taken by Brish. They had a man out in front to redirect, and it just was wide. Here's a one-timer on net. Delayed call on Chi High.
Oh,
just too long
on.
In the zone. And Stevens Point will go on the power play right here. Cards were caught with a long stretch in their own zone, and it looks as if Mason Johnson's going to sit for two here.
Yeah, for roughing. Parker's going to want an explanation on that one because it doesn't even make sense.
Well, they're still... Oh, wait. They have an official talking with Scott Parker. They were dropping the puck, and then one of the other officials, Connor Rowan, saw it and said, hey, we got to reset this here. Yeah, you said it. Scott Parker wanted
he wanted to know because it was just a regular hit. There was nothing malicious about it at all. And it's a frustrating call in a game like this.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards Hockey right now. Max playoff basketball, girls hoops tonight with Caleb and Mark Maloney. And follow our game. This one pushed into the left wing corner with 9:14 left to go. Cards back in their D zone. And Stevens Point sets up their power play. Here is Miller back up on top for Loomis. Loomis goes off to his right. And a one-timer is ripped out of the air by Nick Marlowe. And he'll keep that one in the glove for right now.
Yep. Here's Marlowe's probably going to get some work on this power play here. It looks like Stevens Point's doing a good job moving the puck around, and he's going to come through big for us, hopefully.
They got Schrader on the right wing, their top scorer. This one's going to come back to Loomis, the defenseman. Back to Schrader, looks it over, tries a shot. Knocked down by the Cards. They're in their box right now. Here is a centering pass for Molsky. He was set up about 5 feet off the blue paint. And the Cards, though, had embodied a little bit and grabbed the puck and tossed it down the ice with a minute 20 left to go in the Spash power play. Stevens Point on the breakout right here. This is Grady Miller. Miller crossed the line with some energy. Fires one off the window behind Nick Marlowe, and it skips all the way back to the Spash D zone. We tick it down to a minute left to go in the power play. LeMay comes over, disrupts the breakout, and the puck slides back in the Stevens Point D zone. Dragging some time off the clock right here. This is Grady Miller. Miller on the near wing, right below us. Pumps one into the zone. He's got to come around on the half wall. Loose, and Stevens Point now can turn it toward the net. That was blocked and cleared by the Cards. Down to 37 seconds to go on the man advantage for Spash. This is a streaky. He comes across the line, cut through three or four Cardinal players, and gunned a shot off the window behind Nick Marlowe, and it's going to come back out to neutral ice and reversed by Stevens Point. Into the zone is Drexler. Drexler pounded by Thorpe on the window behind the Chi-High goaltender, and it's going to be feathered back out to neutral with 4 seconds, 3 seconds left to go on the power play. And the Cards have killed this power play here for Stevens Point. They are 0-for-2 on the afternoon. 7:14 left to go, second period. Chi-High up by 3. And this is Jackson Hoyne trying a no-look spinner move. That one didn't work, but Evan Foyles has got it right now for Chi-High. Still with the puck. It's loose. Oh, the Cards had a man on the back door. That was Jackson Hoyne. And Cards clear it back to the Spash D zone. Here they come. It is Dillingham. Brings it up to the blue line. Lays one in the left wing corner. And Chi-High with plenty of room to maneuver right here. And they'll pitch it out for Andy Johnson. Johnson moves in. Pumps one off the boards. Picks up the rebound himself. Johnson then is bodied off the puck. This is Ethan Foyles. Evan comes over to help out too. And Evan's got it right here. Reverses it from right to left, and it comes into the elbow on the left side, and Stevens Point able to carry it back out. Cards were in the midst of a change and nearly had too many men on the ice, but that player got right back in the bench area, and here's a pass underneath Nick Marlowe. Stevens Point had it for a moment, then lost the rock, and Chi-High able to reverse and get it back out to neutral ice with 5:49 left to go, and a whistle will stop play right here. As Jamie Reeve, who's been roughed up a little bit, was laying on the ice for a second, so he pops up and everything's okay. 5:45 left to go here in the second. Faceoff is going to come in the Spash zone. Cards first line out there, trying to make it 4-0. Shots 12-9 in favor of Chi-High, and a clean win in the high slot for Swoboda. Loaded one up, and that one turned into the corner by Mason Sperlin, the Spash goaltender, and Chi High still controls the zone right here. Laid along the line and dumped into the right-wing corner by Bobby for Mason Johnson. Bobby and Jackson Hoyne kind of in the same neighborhood here, so now the players separate. Bobby trying to dance his way through the Spash D, and it comes back for Thorpe. Thorpe sees it off the window, just trying to get an opening, and the Cards trying to turn it back for Big Gus, and that one just beyond his reach, and Chi High has to touch up right now. By the way, their bench right here, Coop, is right on the blue line for the attacking zone. So that helps Chi High.
Oh, definitely.
With the attack right here. Their bench is right along the blue line going into the Stevens Point D zone. 4:48 left to go here in the second. Chi High working it up the ice. That's Carlson into the left wing corner. This one thrown around the boards on the near wall. Half wall and skip it in is Mullinay. And a shot right toward the front of the net. Redirected by Carter Bowlby, right on, and Sperlin had to make a big save right there to keep it 3-0. Here is Point with a shot, and eaten up by Marlowe off the shot from Salonenko, and he'll hang on to the puck right here and take the draw in his own zone with 4:23 left to go second period.
You know, time and time again, you see Mick Marlowe where he gets like, he hasn't seen much action, and then all of a sudden he's got to make a big save, and he's always there to do it.
He is ready to go at all times.
Always locked in.
4:23 left to go here in the second period. There's a drop and a big toe save by Marlowe. Just got the end of his skate on it, and Andy Johnson's got it for Chi High right now. Stops, pops, gives it up for Ethan Foyles, and he fanned on it, and it's cleared back out through center by Stevens Point. Gathered in by Chi High. Off the stick of Ethan Foyles into the left wing corner. His bro Evan is in the neighborhood but can't come up with the rock. Back out to neutral. Andrew Johnson backing up. Will chuck this one into the right wing corner. And there's a big hit. And Point's going to draw a penalty right here as Evan Foyles was hit with a strong body check right there. Dropped. And a delayed call right now. So Marlowe out of his net. Cards have had the attacker. And they've got it right here. Dragged along the blue line and kept in by the Cards. And now they say it's finally touched up by Stevens Point. So with 3:23 left to go, the Cards will have their second power play of the afternoon.
Yeah, that was just a little frustration from Stevens Point, I think. You know, he saw numbers and he just followed through. I'm curious to see what they're going to call here. Call a rough. Okay, 2-minute roughing. So, big opportunity for Chi High to, you know, put this game pretty close out of reach here with 3 minutes left to go in the period.
Dillingham sitting for Stevens Point here on the rough call. Shots 14-11 in favor of Chi High. Cards the home team, so they'll get the last change here. So I imagine Scott Parker wants to see what Matt Polkamp's going to throw out there for lines here, or his kill anyway.
You know, Mason Sperlin has gotten shelled this period, and he's made some great saves, so hats off to him.
Yep. Cards looking for more here, ahead 3-0, and now their second power play of the afternoon. And there's a drop in the near circle. Gus Thorpe's got it right now. Over for Mason Johnson to Jackson Hoyme in the left wing circle. His shot knocked down by Sperlin. And the Cards set their power play back up again at the hash marks. On the far circle is Hoyme. Over to Mason Johnson to Gus Thorpe. And his pass a little bit awry right there. But the Cards able to gather it in for Bobby. Back to Thorpe, they play catch. Here is Gus on the near side. Toe drag right there by Johnson, trying to open up a shooting lane, and it's cut off by Stevens Point and cleared out through center. 2:40 left to go here in the period, and 1:13 on the power play for Chi High. Gus Thorpe is going to carry it deep in the zone himself. Now Thorpe rolls back to his defensive position. Here's Chi High with a chance. That's Bobby. And that one rifled over the crossbar. Gathered in, though, by Jackson Hoyme. Hoyme to Bobby. And a one-timer as he was down on his knee in the left circle. Just went wide of the cage. Card, see it come across the blue line, and Gus Thorpe retreats very quickly to pick it up. Down to 42 seconds left to go in the power play, and this one is rattled off a window down in the left wing circle and cut off by Stevens Point and cleared out of play by the Panthers with 1:56 on the game clock here in the second and a little over half a minute left to go in the Cards power play. So the first line now will take a little break.
Yeah, they're probably tired. Great opportunities for him. Just couldn't find the back of the net. Sperling made a couple good saves. Missed the net a couple times.
This one goes left wing corner. Stevens Point able to find the rock and clear it. And here is Chai High down to the final few seconds left to go. Carlson lost it at neutral and swept in by Spash with just 15 seconds to go on the power play. Going to be carried ahead by the Cards. And it's Carlson who got stood up right at the center ice red line as time runs out in the power play. 2 seconds, 1 second left to go. And Stevens Point, five players on the ice again. The final 1:18 left to go here in the period. And I would think that we'll see that first line before the end of the stanza right here. Ethan Foyles has got it. Sweeps it in off the backhand, and he'll skate off. And here they come. Gus Thorpe back out there for Chai High and Drew Bobey. Drew Bobey threw it in offsides. Didn't realize it. Cards are still caught up deep in the zone, and that'll draw the whistle here. And we get the first line out there right now for the final 56.6 seconds left in the second period.
I think that was the latest offside call I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah,
I mean, it was 15 seconds late. How do you call an offsides that late?
Second period, Chai High up 3-0. And the drop out of neutral. It's swept back by Point for their D in the zone. The Cards all over it, but it's going to go cross ice from Grady Miller into the Chai High, into the ice. Here are the Cards on the breakout. They get it to Mason Johnson. Now he'll go cross ice for Gus Thorpe. Back pedals. Thorpe in behind his tender. Stops, moves off from his left to right. Thorpe harassed as he tried to break out with 27 seconds left to go. We'll just hammer this one around the wall. And the hard around goes to Mason Johnson. Here comes number 7. Turns the afterburners on, then stops and gives it up for Swobes. And puts this one on the shelf. And this one's going to float in behind the goaltender with 10 seconds left to go. Card still on the attack. They're still thinking a fourth goal. And
oh, my goodness.
Jackson Horn to Mason Johnson, and a sniper shot right there. He threaded the needle, and it's 4-0 Chai High with 4.4 seconds left to go in the period.
I'm speechless. I have no idea how he was able to get that puck in there. I mean, he had a dime to shoot at, and he hit it. So 4-0 Chai High. Wow, unbelievable performance so far.
3 second period goals for the Cards. 16:55, the time of the goal, and the top line stings the opposition again, and it's 4-0 Chai High as we drag it down to the end of the period.
Wow, what a period for Chai High Cardinals.
Yeah. Oh. We scored at the beginning and at the end, Coop.
Unbelievable.
31 seconds into the period. And with just 5 seconds left to go in the period, we score. And boy, that is, as they say in hockey, the dagger right there.
I mean, it easily could be. I mean, I would really like to see a couple more, but I mean, what more can you ask for out of your team? To show up in a sectional final and play, I think, maybe the best hockey I've seen them play all year. I mean, that second period was dominant. They're playing the second team in the state, and they dominated them. Unbelievable. And I'm just super thrilled with the way that they showed up to play today. They're laser-like focused. Like I talked about in the pregame, that forecheck's just relentless. And Spash is having a hard time getting across the red line.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the same thing in the third.
First, they're kind of trading blows in the early first period. But then the Chai High Cardinals came on after that first goal. They just were energized And I tell you what, they're taking it to the house right here in the second period.
You know, Coach Parker, I've been around him since I was 14 years old, and something he's always preached is goals at the end of periods are great for you and horrible if the other team has it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, very well, that could have kind of been the straw that broke the camel's back, because it was all Chi High after that. And taking advantage of the power play opportunity at the end is a really big deal. And I'm looking to basically see the same thing in the third, you know. If you asked me what should we change, well, after the first, I'd have said get to the middle of the ice. Well, that's all we did in the second, was get to the middle of the ice.
Yeah.
So it's just awesome to watch.
Cards with 3 third period goals, and they lead Spash 4-0. It's not over yet, but I'd rather be the team ahead 4-0 going into the third than the
Absolutely.
Team behind. And Chi High is just one period away from going to state for the second time in 4 years. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. The team in white leading here tonight. Chi High, the home team, and up 4-0 on Spash as we head towards the third period. High school buckets tonight. McDonald Max girls, after just walking over Marathon 65-12 last night, now we'll take on the 4-seed Stratford tonight in Chippewa Falls. We'll have that coverage for you about 6:30 tonight with Caleb and Mark Maloney. Here in Hudson, it's Coop and Greg. Our producer is Zach Wycheck. Chi High up 4-0 after 2 in the sectional final. And we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus 2 convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Chi High up 4-0 in the sectional final after two periods over Spash. You got one in the first and three more here in the second. They book into the second with a goal from Gus Thorpe 31 seconds into the second. And then the last goal from Mason Johnson at 16:55 of the second. So the Cards are up by a 4-0 count. Now, this one could have gone either way, but now points really on their heels. I mean, they are in trouble right here. And Coop, I would think they'd have to put one in pretty quick in the period to kind of draw the momentum back a little bit, give themselves some hope here in the third.
Right. You know, something that we need to keep in mind, you know, if this were a regular season game, I'd be like, oh, game over, we won. But it's not. And anything can happen in the playoffs. Yeah. So, you know, Spash is going to be in desperation mode, you know. They're going to come out, and yeah, you're right, they're going to have to score one right away. And Chi High cannot overlook them in this third period. No. You're up 4-0 because you
exactly
didn't do that.
Yep.
So the biggest thing for them is just to keep laser focused, one period at a time, keeping up, you know. You're, right now, you're playing to win this game. Anything afterwards,
yep,
you're not thinking about.
Exactly.
And it'd be real easy as a player to be like, you know, we're going to state. Let's think about that.
Pack our bags for state, right? Yep.
But they cannot do that. They need to be laser-focused here in this third and bring it on home.
Yeah, just talking to the Photog from Channel 13 here. We counted up the points. 157 points for that first line as of right now.
Yeah, and then I would like to know what it was if you threw Gus Thorpe's points on that, you
it's
know,
true,
the number
yeah
of assists he has, because
yep,
you know, I was just texting a good buddy of mine, and I said, Gus Thorpe is playing unbelievable hockey. He's just dominant, and he's doing a lot of setting up behind the play for those three. Not trying to take anything away from those three, but Gus Thorpe is as much part of this offense as those three are.
Well, maybe this stat tells it all. On the plus minus, he's 67. Plus 67.
That does.
That's out of
you're
this
right
world.
You're right. That does tell it all.
Oh,
he's the type of guy that can, you know, save a goal on the defensive
yeah
end and put one home like he did tonight. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost glad I lost for words with the way that
yeah
these guys play and
yeah
the way they play together, more or less.
You bet. All right, we're getting ready for the third period, the decisive third. And coming up, Chi High leading Spash 4-0 after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chi High one period away from going to state. They lead Stevens Point 4-0. Mick Marlowe looking for his third straight shutout as Cardinal goaltender. He has been fantastic this season. And that first line, 157 points as of right now. They're loading it up here tonight, too. Filling the basket. And here we go. Cards first line out there. Let's see who Spash throws out. They'll go with that second line, that mismatch that head coach Matt Polkamp has used throughout the night. Not afraid to go that second line against our first. And Stevens Point with a clean win off the draw, but it's intercepted. And here comes Drew, number three into the zone. Lost the puck, got caught up in some water. And a big bump on the Spash player. That was Salonenko went down hard, and the puck floats back out through neutral ice into the Chi High zone. Here are the Cards. It is Jackson Hoym trying to fight it and scoop it up on the backhand, but cut off there by Spash, and they've got it deep in their own zone in the near corner. Gus Thorpe lifts a backhand into the zone just to the right of the goaltender Sperlin. Stevens Point D play with it right now. Go D to D. And here he is, Drexler for Spash. Lays one along the blue line and takes the feed right back from the defenseman. And he can't control that, and it's loose in the Chi High zone. Picked up, hammered off the wall. Centering pass right there. Floated through the blue paint and out of the near dasher. And it's going to be picked up by Krista. He will lob one into the left wing corner with 14:47 left to go here in the period. Cards would love some insurance right here, but they have a 4-0 lead on Stevens Point. So the pressure is going to be on Spash here in the third period. It's caught up on the fence on the far side at neutral and lobbed in to the Chi High zone for Krista. Banks this one off the wall. Nice keep right there by Belias. And it's Chi High with the puck right now. Carlson's out there, but it's 1-on-4. And Brett with a shot went wide. He was near the end of his shift, and he'll skate to the bench. 15:05 left to go here in the period. We take it 2 minutes gone here in the third. And this one bounces at neutral ice. Reaching back is Thorpe, found the biscuit and moves into the zone, but an offsides call right here as Ethan Foyles was just in front of his bro, Evan. So an offsides call here on Chi High.
Yep, the Foyles brothers are getting a little mixed up there. Usually they're on the same page, but another strong start here from Chi High.
There's the drop at the dot outside the Spash D zone. And this one lobbed ahead by Stevens Point. Getting back is Thorpe with that long reach. He was on this side of the rink, and he raced back to get involved in the defense, back in his own zone, and a Stevens Point player is hurt in the left wing corner. And getting up very slowly, it looks as if Gabe Field is favoring a leg right here and limps off to the bench as he went down hard in the Spash defensive zone.
Yeah, we're lucky we're coming away with only a trip on that one and not a 5 minute major for kneeing, because
so it's going to be a penalty.
Yep, it's going to be a penalty on Foyles. Ethan Foyles.
Here's a faceoff in the Chi High D zone, and they'll do it again off the drop. So the Cards cannot afford to give up a power play goal right here.
No, this is going to be
points some life.
Yep, this is the biggest kill they've had all year.
Shots 18-11 in favor of the Cards. Here's the faceoff in the Chi High zone. Mason Johnson out there for the Cards. Jackson Hoym reaching down, can't win the faceoff, and Stevens Point with a one-timer wide of the net. It's going to come back to Loomis in the high slot. Cards got a hold of that one, but it went off to the left for Bolton. And this one comes on the near side. Point's got it. Quick one-timer loaded up there by Schroeder. And Stevens Point still controls. Here's Schroeder right along the blue line. And he threw it across. Loomis was right there, but he pitched it just a little wide. And Stevens Point's got to touch it up. And the Cards with a chance. That's Mason Johnson. He was grill to grill with the Stevens Point player. And Spash comes up with the loose change and fires into the Chi High zone. Here's Loomis. Goes off to his left for Salonenko. And his shot ricochets up and out of play here with 1:09 left to go in the Spash power play.
Block after block for Chi High. I think Drew Bowie had like 3 blocks on that series. Mick only had to make 1 save, and they shot the puck how many times? That's what you need out of your guys in a sectional final.
So, goaltender will send the gifts after the end of the season, right? It's like the quarterback to his offensive line.
Yep.
That's giving yourself up, those blocks. 1:09 left to go here in the power play. And the faceoff in the left wing circle. And Stevens Point's got it right here. They set up their man advantage, but it's past the stick of Dillingham. And here comes Jackson LeMay racing down to pick up the loose change. But Spash beat him to it. A streak, he got there first, but the intercept out at neutral, and the Cards are just all over it as Stevens Point comes through neutral ice, and this one is gunned all the way down with 37 seconds to go in the Spash power play. 13:07 left on the clock here. Chi High up 4-0. Winner moves on to state, and Spash again found it in the zone and then just dragged it out, so they got to touch up, get on sides right here. Dillingham turns, fires a shot around in the corner, and Chi High is there to drill this one all the way down with 12 seconds to go on the power play. Brought into the zone, Drew Bobie ran into the linesman. That's Scott Swid, who went down a little bit. And now time runs out in the power play, and Smash over 3 on the man advantage, and Chi High trying to take advantage right here. And it's loose at the blue line. Carter Bobey, kind of players are running into each other, Carter and Drew Bobey. And this one is fired in by Stevens Point out of the left elbow. And Point's got it right now at the blue line. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe offloads right here to Mason Johnson. Johnson turns the afterburners on, gives it up to his left for Carter Bobey. tried a shot that was sticked into the right corner by Sperlin. Chi-Hi still on the attack. Here's a shot on net and grabbed out of the air by the senior goaltender for Spash. Off the stick and Carter Bowie with 11:55 left to go here in the third.
Yeah, that was another good chance there for Chi-Hi. Sperlin just did a nice job kind of seeing that coming out like a kind of like a catcher and just picking it out of the air. So
Spash beat us 5-3 back on the 21st of December. Chi-Hi trying to answer right here. And this one is dumped in the left wing corner by Krista. Cards on the forecheck right here. They've got it right side of the wheel, off the stick of Carlson. Brett retreats. Nice back check right there. Picks off the puck and throws it right wing corner. 11:33 left to go. Time running out in Spash's season here. And the Cards have it right here. This is thrown in for LeMay from Carlson. And that nearly got redirected to the net. Just wide as it came off the stick of LeMay. Cards put the body into Stevens Point Schroeder as he tried to bring it out. But the puck comes loose, and a shot off the blocker of Mick Marlowe easily fended off. And that one floats out of play here with 11:06 left to go, third period.
Stay the course for Chi-Hi. That is all you need to do is stay the course.
They haven't been too threatening either in this third period.
No, but we've had our chances. I think both teams are maybe getting a little tired. I mean, those first two periods, they were really going for it.
11:06 left third period. Clean win by Point. And a shot right on from Spash. That was Teddy Westrick. I think that's his first shift or first time I've mentioned his name, but he had a nice shot right on net. Here's a shot. Oh, that was nearly redirected down low. Spies was there, and it just went wide of the cage. We got a penalty right here on Stevens Point on the trip, and the Cards already leading 4-0. We'll have their third power play of the afternoon.
If we can score on this power play, I'd say that's about all she wrote, Greg. I mean, I talked about teams getting tired. These are the types of things that happen. They'll stick penalties like that. So as Chi-Hi, we need to make sure we're not getting in stick penalty trouble as well.
Stelter Incorporated, it's a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit Stelter Incorporated. .com. Here we go back to action. It is Gus over to Drew, and a one-timer. Rebound left out there by Sperlin. You can hear it come off his pads, but nobody there to clean it up for Chi-Hi. Here are the Cards. They go cross ice. Drew again with a shot, and that one I don't think got to the goaltender. They blocked it out in front, and this one's going to be set to neutral ice for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe ragging the rock, and Thorpe harassed as he tried to come out from Spash's Carter Drexler, and Thorpe's just going to cut down the slot himself and try to finish the thing off, but the puck came off his stick and ricocheted into the right wing corner. Now it's on the half wall in the Stevens Point D zone. Cards on the attack. This is Jackson Hoyt. Hoyt picks it up, tried to carry it to the hole, and it's on the half wall. Cards, they found the puck, and here's Gus Thorpe with a shot. And it's ripped out of the air into the mitt of Sperlin.
Oh,
that's 9:42 left to go, and that'll stop play right here.
If you're Sperlin, you just got to be like, oh, not again. Here's Gus. He's got such a cannon. But nice save by Sperlin there with the glove.
Well, Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics and the Chi-Hi Cardinals. 9:42 left, third period. Greg and Coop here. Our producer, Zach Wycheck, got buckets for you next. Playoff basketball for the Max girls. Second game of their postseason. That's tonight against Stratford. That game underway in about an hour or so with our pregame show. Caleb and Mark Maloney will have the call for you here on WOGO. Chi-Hi has got the puck right now. They carry it in the zone. That was Carter Bovey. The hard around comes from left to right. LeMay is there. Bovey getting his nose dirty in the corner as well. And it's going to be picked up by Point and launched back to neutral ice and all the way in the Chi-Hi zone. Here's Swobes. Turns. Goes cross ice for Carter. And the Cards have it. Here is LeMay. LeMay, top of the circle, and this one deflects up into the rafters, and that'll stop play right here with 9:04 left to go in the third period. Time running out for Spash here.
Yeah, you know, you're really going to see them, you know, shortening the bench here if they haven't already, and they're going to be in desperation mode, doing anything they can. They'll float guys. We got to keep an eye on that, and it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
4-0 lead for Chi High. One in the first, three more in the second. Nothing so far for either team here in the third, and we're back to action. Here is Jackson Hoym over to Drew Bobey, to Thorpe, back to Bobey. Drew dances with it, fires a shot as he came down to the top of the circles, and it's squeezed between the pads there by Sperling. And he'll hang on to the rock right here with 8:47 left to go, third period. Catch up with Scott Parker on our post-Glass Mirror post-game show. Get his thoughts, hopefully after a victory here this afternoon. That's going to propel the team to the state tournament. Their eighth appearance as a program at state. But still some business to do here. Here is Swobes. Reaches down, turns one toward the net, but it deflected off a Spash player. Chi High still controlling here. 8:33 left to go. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. And here is Jackson Hoym. Ducks under some pressure from Point. Works it over from Mason Johnson. He'll drag it on the half wall. Mason's got it right now. Johnson poked stick handles in through the left circle. Wraparound try right there by Jackson Hoym. And the goaltender Sperlin fought that off with 8:10 left to go here in the period. It's dragged high in the zone. Cards keep it. Now deflects off the body of Jackson Spies, and he'll carry it out, but the Cards with a good back check right there. And number 8's got it here. Jackson Hoym feeds ahead for Ethan Foyles. Hoym will head to the bench, and the line change is complete. Foyles line out there along with Andy Johnson. He takes Hoym's place, and here is Krista. Bangs this one against the wall. It goes into the zone. 7:35 left to go in the game. And it's dumped down the ice by Stevens Point. And the Cards retreat to their own zone to pick it up. Now they exit. Andy Johnson's got it. Drags it along the blue line. One-timer! And Sperling had to fight that one off. Boy, that was close. As Andrew Johnson just dragged it a little bit longer and threw the goaltender off. And hammered one off the left shoulder of Sperling. But here comes Stevens Point. It is Ostrecki into the zone. But puck is poke-checked off his stick and cleared to the blue line by the Cards. And we got a penalty right now on Chi High, an interference call with 6:57 left to go in the third period. And it's going to go. Let's see who's going to sit. Nobody has.
Don't even know who's supposed to get one, because it was such a terrible call. I'm sorry.
Sam
I shouldn't
Hebert
say that.
Will,
but.
Sam Hebert will sit for two here. 6:57 left to go, and Coop, this may be the last gasp for Point here.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't score on this power play, they're going to have a tough time. But just it's an unfortunate time to get a penalty here for Chi High. This kill is absolutely gigantic.
Gus Thorpe, the defenseman, will step in for the draw against Jackson Spies, and Spies able to win a clean one. Back to his D. Here is Loomis with a one-timer. Cards had a crowd in front of their goaltender. That one came off Gus and cleared all the way down with 6:45 left to go in the game. Here's a breakout for Stevens Point that carried across the line. And it's dragged by Reeve to the top of the circle near side. And now Jackson Schroeder will toss one into the right wing elbow in the attacking zone for Stevens Point, but pumped out by Gus Thorpe with some power on that one for sure. 6:13 left to go, and Stevens Point will carry it out from deep in their own zone. Here is Schrader. Schrader with the soft hands moves in the left wing corner. Schrader carries it from left to right. Now on the half wall, tries to go back for Loomis. He stretched out, kept the zone, and they go left side. Cards with a block right there from Drew Bowlby. And they're able to clear it to center with 5:48 left to go in the game clock. We're down to 49 seconds to go in the power play. One-timer on net. That's sticked into the corner by Mick and carried by the Cards. Gus Thorpe, and he'll load one up. Boy, he put it on a tee and dropped that one deep in the Spash zone. We're down to half a minute left to go in the power play. Time running out for Spash with 5:25 left to go in the game. They trail it by four. Here's a one-timer, and that was again blocked from Ostrecki, and the Cards will dump this one all the way down with 18 seconds left to go on the INT right there. 5:11 left to go in the game clock. Point running out of time. Cards have it in their own zone on the intercept, and that is Swobes. Tosses it down, and that'll do it for the power play. So Spash 0-for-4 here, Coop, on the power play this afternoon.
Hats off to Chi-High's penalty kill.
Yeah, and they're really they didn't lay back. I like that. They were in their faces as they brought it out and really clogged the neutral zone. And Stevens Point's got it right now. Their tank nearly empty here, trailing 4-0, and the puck pops across the blue line. Ethan Foyle's racing after. Can't get there first, and it's loose right along the Cards' blue stripe. And here he is. Evan Foyles with a one-timer. And Sperlin struggled with that, but got some help from his D with 4:17 left to go. And it comes back out to neutral ice for Gus. They go cross ice right here. And picked up there by Swobes. And he'll loft one into the right-wing corner with 4:05 left to go in the game. 4 minutes and a four-goal lead for Chi High here in the third of this sectional final. And Stevens Point's got it along the half wall on the near side. They try to throw it out to neutral ice intended for Jamie Poirier, but he wasn't even in the neighborhood. And Chi-High's got it right here in transition. Carlson throws it in, left wing corner. It's going to come around and back of the goaltender. This one pummeled by Stevens Point off the wall and up and out. They'll go cross ice, and the Cards kind of backing up as Point came in. There's a big hit by Chi-High. And are they going to call a penalty? Way away from the call, a roughing call there.
Come on. This is getting absolutely ridiculous.
It was the official the furthest away that made the call. And you can hear the Chi-High crowd that dominates this arena here this afternoon erupt with the booze.
Yeah, Bob Thorpe is, you know, he's usually pretty collected, but he is very angry right now. And it's a clean hit. He had the puck. He didn't hit him in the head. The ref called a penalty because he hit him too hard. And that puts Chi-High at a disadvantage here.
3:24 left to go in the game clock. Stevens Point trailing by four. They have the power play here. And Thorpe will get tossed from the dot. Drew Bobey will step up for the faceoff. And this one's back to Stevens Point's Loomis. He turns. A wrist shot is blocked out in front. And it ricochets all the way to neutral ice. Carlson in the box for roughing for 2 minutes. We're down to 3:08 left to go in the game. And Loomis has got it in the high slot. They go cross ice now for Schroeder. Schroeder to Loomis right along the blue line. Keeps the zone, and it's blocked.
Drew Bowlby again.
Bowlby has been hammered here tonight. And the guy is as tough as nails. 2:48 left to go. Minute 23 on the power play. And here is Schroeder. Schroeder cuts through a couple of D. Schroeder with a shot. The angle narrowed down, and Marlowe followed him over to the right post and didn't give him an inch. As he was looking for a little crack between Marlowe and the steal. 2:25 left to go. 1 minute left to go on the Stevens Point power play. And the fans getting into it. They can smell victory right here. Spash has got it along the far wall out of neutral ice. Now it's brought in by Reeve. Reeve behind the net, trying to center something up. Gus Thorpe, though, comes up with a loose change, and Thorpe will gun this one all the way down right on. And Sperlin will save that one for his D with 32 seconds to go in the power play, and we're under 2 minutes to play in the game. Chi-High up 4-0. Here is Spash trying to break the shutout. It was brought in, and Mick Marlowe, standing up like a brick wall, made the stop.
That's Mick
and,
for you.
Yep, he'll hang on to the puck. It was Hunter Kovac who brought it in and just tried to muscle it past Marlowe. Kept chopping at it.
Minute 49 to go.
23 to go on the power play. Spash has got it right now in the corner. In the offensive zone, here is Gus Thorpe. Puck is loose. It just was dribbling away and finally picked up by the Cards and cleared the center. We're down to 8 seconds to go on the power play, a minute and a half on the game clock. And here is Dillingham. Dances along the blue line, now cuts into the zone. It's loose. Thorpe reaching for it. Loose side of the cage. They go back. The goal, Stevens Point keeping their goaltender in right now with a minute 15 left to go. They trail by four. And the puck loose in the Chi-High zone. And it's going to be picked up by Evan Foyles. Foyles jams it up along the stripe on the fence. And this one's cleared out through center. And we're down to a final minute to go in the game. Chi-High 4-0. And Stevens Point's going to carry it out into center ice. And Drexler across the line is bodied off the rock right there. And Chi-High we'll turn this back the other direction. Here comes Mason Johnson, looking to make it 5-0. Centering pass right there as he drug it back, and it's cleared out to neutral with 35 seconds to go in the game.
Get a deep throw.
Drew Bobey. Bobey in the center circle. Hands off to Mason Johnson. Johnson delays, shoots, and Sperlin with a big-time save off of BB right there with 25 seconds to go. Chi-High still attacking. Here's a shot on net from Mason. And Sperlin with the save, 17 seconds to go. We're down to 15.
Bring it back.
Here is Johnson.
Bring it back.
Johnson's got the puck, and he'll drag it back to neutral ice. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, back into the Chi-High zone. Ripped around the boards, and the Cards are going to state. Chi-High, their third shutout in a row. They beat Spash, and they're taking his punch to Madtown on Friday morning. And Chi-High, the number one team in the state, proves why they are number one. They deserve to be number one. And they come up to the glass and celebrate with their fans right here. And what a year for Chi-High. It's not over yet, but they dispatched Stevens Point here this afternoon, and they will move on to Madison and the D1 semifinals Friday morning if they are the number one seed. And I can't imagine that they won't be the number one seed.
Oh, we will be the number one seed.
I assume they'll be number one.
Oh, I don't have much to say other than congratulations to the Chi-High Cardinals. They deserve this. These players have worked so hard all year, and these coaches have, you know, they bleed this. So I couldn't be more proud of the team and the coaching staff, and I'm really happy that we'll be going to Madison.
I'll say 17 straight, Coop, 17 straight wins for Chi-High. And the Cards, in their seven trips to state, have only won one game. That was the 99 team. So this time, man, they look like a team who could win it all.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team from day one that the goal is to go and win a state championship. And they've got as good a chance as anybody. And man, I wouldn't be a team that runs in. Wouldn't want to be a team that runs into Chi-High Cardinals down there.
So if they get the number one seed, they would play the four seed in Madison in D1, and that would be a 10 o'clock puck drop at the Bob Johnson rink, Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. We'll have it for you here, of course, for you on Mogo Radio, but 10 o'clock, and we'll be on the air about 9:30 from Madison, the Middleton area, and the Cards win this one 4-0. Got one in the first and then piled it on in the second. No scoring in the third, but that second period just took the gas right out of Stevens Point.
I think it took a little bit of gas out of us too, but that third period, you could tell, you know, both teams were a little bit tired, and but you know, Chi-High still had their chances, but what a feeling, you know. I mean, I'm so happy for that team right there.
They deserve it for sure. They are built for a state title. From the goaltender line all the way up to the forwards, three solid lines, excellent defense, and Chi-High and Stevens Point line up along the blue line for the award ceremony right here. Well, desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa, open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness. Well, it just keeps getting better, doesn't it? I mean, we won the first game, which we probably should have. Top seed, number one seed in the section, beat DC Everest 13-0. And then you have the emotional win over Eau Claire Memorial. And now this one here, the sectional final.
Shut them out like that. Unbelievable.
Third shutout in a row for Chi Hyde. And now the awards going to Stevens Point for getting to this point.
Number two,
getting to the sectional final.
Molesky.
And a good matchup for Chi High in this sectional final. Hats off to Spash on a great season. They finish up here at 21-3-2. Only three losses on the season for Spash. They tailed off a little bit at the end of the season. But Chi High just kept winning and winning and winning. They haven't lost since that Stevens Point game back on the 21st of December. And if somebody asked for a Christmas present of a winning streak and maybe a state title, they could have it here. They got the winning streak and two wins away from a state championship for Chi High. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office making you part of the team. Scott Parker and his assistant coaches lined up on the blue line right now with his players, Stevens Point, players accepting awards for the day here. And the Cards ready to pack their bags for the state championship next week.
Yep. Sorry, boss. I will not be there on Friday. Not working.
You and I are scheduled to be in Middleton on Friday. We'll be there. Again, we don't know for sure that they'll play at 10, but I can't imagine being the number one team in the state and being the top seed in this tough section, the toughest in the state without doubt. Without a doubt that they won't wind up the number one seed
right
in the state.
Especially with two convincing wins in a row. There's no way we're not the one seed.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Spash.
So Spash and their head coach, Mac Holcamp, honored here today. They come up with the runner-up for the section. And Chi High, the crowd getting into it. They love it. Big crowd for Chippewa. And they go through the
what a game by Drew Bovey.
Yeah, Drew Bovey's
oh my
terrific.
Gosh. Unbelievable. He's going to be all bruised up, but, you know, he's playing with a heavy heart. He might have had a little help today.
Yeah, his grandfather passed away, and thoughts and prayers for Drew and his family. But what a game he's had. What a season he's had. Mason Johnson out there. Jackson Hoy comes out, gets his award. What a first line. Hoyne, Bobby, and Johnson. They work so well together. It's like they know where each other's going to be. There's Brett Carlson.
He had a strong game as well.
He had a strong game. Yeah, he played hard. Matt Burnett couldn't play here tonight because of the hammy. Maybe he'll get a shift at state. We'll see. That would be great for the freshman. Andy Johnson. Gus Thorpe, the all-world defenseman. And go out and get his award. And LeMay comes out, takes the award right there. Caden Swoboda, the solid Mr. Dependability senior defenseman, Caden Swoboda. And some of these kids that didn't get a shift today still getting awards. There's Austin Burnett, his brother, also getting his award. Ethan Foyles. Boy, the Redheads did it out here. Ethan and Evan and Nick Marlowe, the senior goaltender. 9 shutouts for number 31 this season. And the Cards are the sectional champions. That's great. Still some work to do, though, with a couple of state games yet to go for a title this season for Chi High. But they at least are going to go there. And I do not doubt at all that the Cards are going to compete very well down at state. Running this gauntlet in this Section 1, I anticipate that they'll play very well down at the Capital Ice Arena on Friday. So, Chi High with their second trip to state in 4 years, eighth in program history. Players celebrating. We'll have our post-class Amir post-game show, our Holly Bovey stats report, names you know, stats recap, and our Toppers top plays for you as well on that post-class Amir post-game show here on WOGO. Brought to you by post-class Amir in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Pictures being taken with the plaque. What a great turnout from Chippewa here today.
Oh, yeah. Huh? We filled the barn tonight. It was awesome.
Yeah. So the fans, a lot of students here, parents, Chippewa fans making the trip over today, the hour trip from Chippewa to Hudson. And the Cards victorious in this sectional final. We'll take a break. Back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High with a 4-0 win over Stevens Point here this afternoon. And they're heading to Madtown for the state championships next week, Tim.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. I've only seen Chi High play in state the one time, and that was in 2020. And it was like the most unbelievable. We lost, but it was like the most unbelievable game I think I've ever seen in person. So I am super excited to go down there and watch this team. They've been fun to watch all year, and man, are they deserving of this. So
you never know, but this team is just loaded. I would think they would compete very well down
yeah,
in the D1 championships.
They definitely are a team that deserves to be there. It's the state tournament. Anything can happen. As a player and a coach, I never went, so I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, Coach Parker has been there and done this. You know, Bob Thorpe has won a national championship as a coach in Division III, and you know, they're going to have these guys ready. You know, they're going to put a practice plan together that's going to get them prepared to play state hockey.
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling. Know your coaching staff can do that.
Absolutely. Post-class Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Your windshield takes a hit. Post-class Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, 2 heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks to motorhomes, Post-class Mirror fits them all, big or small. So compare this with the Memorial game. It looked like Chippewa was a bit nervous in that Memorial game, just didn't have the flow, at least at the beginning. Did the team feel, do they look a little bit more relaxed here this afternoon?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was no first period nerves, nothing like that. I think that Memorial actually was probably a stronger team than Spash, and I think that Chi High just kind of knew that what they needed to do. They stuck to their game plan, and it was really awesome to watch. So that was dominating. To get a shutout in the sectional final, that's
third shutout in a row.
Yeah, we have not given up a goal in the playoffs.
9 shutouts on the season for this team, and for goalie Mick Marlowe. All right, time for our Topper's Top Play, brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. You mentioned Chi-High Hockey. It's your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa. For 20% off your entire order, mention Chi-High Hockey or WOGO. That's 20% off pizza, wings, topper sticks, sides, and desserts. If you're ordering online, use the promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, or just mention Chi-High Hockey at Topper's Pizza. Get some tonight. Celebrate with us. They're next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Things got started with a power play goal in the first, and breaking the ice was Evan Foyles at 14:53 of the first, and the assists going to Gus Thorpe and Mason Johnson. Then, in the second period, Cards struck early. Big goal, huge goal. 31 seconds into the second period, it was Gus Thorpe. He has been all over it. Thorpe had an assist on the first goal, and he gets a goal on the second one. Gus with his 11th of the season, and it sounded like this. Drew will jam this one left wing corner in the attacking zone, and Mason Johnson's got it right now. Tried to pass it off. That would came off a stick and flew high in the air, and Drew's got it right.
Yes! Oh! Gus Thorpe! Oh, my gosh! What a shot! Drew handed off to Gus Thorpe! And he blathered one up, buried it for a 2-0 lead for Chi-High.
31 seconds into the second period, and the Cards up 2-0. And then they scored a couple of more. And that's our Topper's Top Play, brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. You mentioned Chi-High Hockey. It's your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa. 20% off your entire order. So do that tonight during the hockey season. It's 20% off pizza and wings and topper sticks and sides and desserts. Use that promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, or just mention Chi-High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. And it's 20% right off the top of that order at Topper's Pizza if you mention Chi-High Hockey or Cards Hockey on WOGO, and they'll take 20% off right there. Got our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. We'll catch up with Scott Parker. We could find him in the crowd someplace here on the post-game show before we send it off for playoff hoops for McDonald coming up here after our game tonight on WOGO. So we'll take another break. This is Cards Hockey, victorious Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi-High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi-High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
All right, back here in Hudson after a nice 4-0 win over Spash in the sectional final. Chi-High moves on to state. They'll play Friday morning undoubtedly at 10, being the top seed coming in here. We anticipate they'll be the top seed down at state. And let's go downstairs. Our Cooper Fosvick is with the victorious head coach, Scott Parker.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, we're going to the state tournament. How about that, huh? What?
Yeah, it hasn't sunk in at all, really. It's kind of tomorrow I'll probably realize it, but you know, you're as a coach, you're wrapped up in special teams and defense and offense that you just kind of you don't realize it until you're a day later, and it'll hit me tomorrow, I suppose. Yeah, coaching's the only profession where you can sweat in the shower, so you're just happy that your kids are healthy and they're having fun playing hockey and we're going forward.
Coach, to win this game in dominating fashion, 4-0, what does that say about your team and what can we take from this game and bring it down to Madison?
Well, in 2020, I think we just felt we were happy to go there. We played hard when we were down there. We probably should have won that game if it wasn't, if circumstances were a little different, maybe if we moved the puck a little better. But this is a team now that's geared up that we want more. So, yeah, it was a joyous deal, but, I went in the locker room and said, we've got more stuff to do. So I think, we get back at it in practice. I got a seating meeting tomorrow morning, and it's back to business.
Coach, I can't wait to go down there. I appreciate your time. Congrats on the win, and it couldn't go to a more deserving team and a more deserving coach. So we're thrilled for you, and let's go win the whole dang thing, huh?
Well, this isn't just me. This is Coach Thorpe, who's brought a new twist to the system and does a great job with X's and O's. Coach Taylor, who ran a great bench tonight, and the crazy mad scientist, Doc Redders, who really, you can see the spark in his eye, a young man that's coaching with us, and, he's going to go back. He's from Madison, and he's going to enjoy this ride. So there's a lot, there's more than just Coach Parker. Also, I want to thank you fans. We had a great showing tonight. You guys have been great. I hope you can make it to Madison because you guys are the best. This has been very special, and we all appreciate you, and we all appreciate the community, the Chippewa Falls community that has gathered around us and supported us. So we appreciate that, and we just want to have a good showing down in Madison, and hopefully we can do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, thank you. It's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. As we mentioned, the scoring started in the first on a power play goal. The Cards were 1-for-3 on the man advantage here this afternoon. It was Evan Foyles who's had a terrific second half of the season. He's really come on. He's turned into a solid player, sophomore, and Evans found the back of the net there and got us off to a lead, his 19th goal of the season, and the assists going to Gus Thorpe and Mason Johnson. Johnson with 4 points tonight, had another point on that Thorpe goal 31 seconds into the second period, an assist from Drew Bovey, who was just terrific here tonight as well. Drew had an assist on the third goal in the second at 6:26 of the second. The assist went to Mason Johnson and then finished off in the second at 16:55. So the Cards with a goal coup at the beginning of the period and at the end of the period just took all the wind out of Stevens Point with that one. And that was Mason Johnson took a feed from behind the net from Jackson Hoym, who just is always getting his nose dirty. I mean, the guy is on the puck, and 16:55 of the second, and that just... As we say, that was the dagger right there. That just took Stevens Point. They tried him out of comeback, but just had nothing left in the third period.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Hoym, when I was coaching, we called him Killer because, yeah. I mean, he's a natural-born hockey player, and he wants to win more than anything, and he breaks the will of other teams, and that's what happened tonight. And then you have McMarlowe, too, and it's just like it's really tough, you know, to play a team, tough team to play against, and Spash, a great hockey team, but they just didn't have much tonight.
So they finish at 21-3-2, Chi High. 17th straight victory. They are 24-3, and they can go 25-3 for the state title this year.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I mean, that's the goal now, right? Yep. It's like, you know, it's really tough to get there. Well,
especially in this section.
Right. And then it's like, well, we got one big thing checked off, and now it's time to go and get the next one.
Yeah, you bet. All right, in the meantime, we got high school hoops for you. It's playoff basketball for the McDonald Max Lady Max, and they'll be taking on Stratford tonight. That call coming up in just a few minutes with Caleb and Mark Maloney. We anticipate that we'll be in that first game at 10 o'clock on Friday morning, being the number one seed. If not, we'll let you know about it. But if that happens to be the case, then 10 o'clock puck drop in Madison in Middleton at the Bob Johnson Ice Arena. And we'll be on the air about 9:30 on Friday morning. If they win that, then the Cards would hang around all day Friday and all day Saturday, because they play Saturday night in the championship game. That's the D1 championship game. We'll have all the coverage for you here on WOGO. Well, that's it. 4-0, the win for Chi High, and they make their second trip to state in 4 years, 8th in program history, and we'll be with them all the way on WOGO. We'll head down to the Madison area for Friday's coverage here on WOGO. Well, for Coop, I'm Greg Stewart, Cooper Fosvick here in Hudson. And our producer today has been Zach Wycheck. Final again, Chi High punches our ticket to state with a 4-0 win over Stevens Point. Good afternoon from Hudson.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress. WOGO.